Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. Last year, on the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England's trip to Israel, 33 of us gathered together in the Garden of Gethsemane on the eastern slopes of the Kidron Valley to meditate on what transpired there some 2,000 years ago. We read St. Matthew's account of how Jesus entered into the garden with his disciples to pray. So we entered into a private area in Gethsemane to pray and to meditate on what Jesus went through for us. We sat under olive trees, some of which were reputed to be over 2,000 years old, and many of us were overcome by the sheer wonder of the experience. After almost an hour of prayer, conversation, and mutual encouragement, we gathered around to celebrate the Lord's Supper. Everyone on the trip cites this as being one of their highlights. And what made this experience all the more profound for many of us was realizing that the word Gethsemane literally means olive press in Aramaic. The imagery was striking, and it's unforgettable. Let me help us try to understand as I explain the process by which olive oil is extracted from the olives. First, linen sheets are placed underneath the branches of the olive trees, and then the branches are shaken or beaten so that the ripe olives fall to the ground. Next, after the collection of these olives, they are crushed by rolling a heavy stone on top of them. But this still hasn't begun the process of pressing. No, the pressing process begins when the crushed olives are collected and placed in upright baskets in the pressing area. Stones, suspended from a wooden beam above the baskets, are then placed upon the baskets, pressing down heavily on the crushed olives, forcing the oil out into earthenware jars placed underneath the baskets. Extra weight is then added to extract every drop of olive oil out of the crushed olives. The oil from the first pressing was dedicated to the Lord for ceremonial purposes in the temple. The second pressing produced olive oil used in cooking and eating. And as the purity of the oil diminished due to the added weight in the press, the oil was used for burning in lamps. And finally, the last pressing was saturated with lye and was made into soap. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 39, we read that Jesus fell face down onto the ground in the Garden of Gethsemane. Here we see Jesus prostrate on the ground, where he is pictured as being pressed in the garden of the olive press. As he prayed, Jesus was undergoing the most intense and heavy spiritual testing that anyone has ever undergone. He did not merely sweat, but his sweat was like drops of blood, like drops of pure olive oil, being squeezed and pressed out by the weight of the heavy stones resting upon them. Jesus was being pressed in the garden of the olive press. Jesus was being pressed by his desire to do the will of his Father. Jesus had always done the will of his Father, no matter what. But now that weight was coming down on him like the weight of heavy stones, crushing the oil out of olives. Jesus had never been disobedient toward his Father, and he had completely kept all of God's commandments. But now in the garden of the olive press, Jesus was faced with the crushing reality of death and separation from the love of God, as he was about to undergo the punishment that each one of us deserved on account of our sins. Jesus, who had never sinned, was about to die the sinner's death and undergo the forsakenness of God, which was reserved for you and me. The thought of what awaited Jesus was crushing him. But Jesus allowed himself to be crushed on our behalf. Because of his sacrificial death in our place, we are forgiven, purified, and dedicated to the service of our Father. Knowing this, each one of us on that morning in the Garden of Gethsemane felt the crushing weight of our sin, the sin that drove Jesus to the cross. And feeling that weight of sin, we fell on our knees and prayed to Christ. We prayed that He would be merciful upon us poor sinners. And we were confident in the knowledge that through His death on the cross, our sins had been canceled, forgiven, and washed away. Jesus has removed the weight of our sinfulness by taking it upon Himself. It was a wonderful thing to experience the love and the forgiveness of Jesus in the garden of the olive press. Let us pray. Merciful and everlasting God, You did not spare Your only Son, but You delivered Him up for us all to bear our sins on the cross. Grant that our hearts may be so fixed with steadfast faith in Him that we fear not the power of sin, death, and the devil. Through that same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.